Monday, December 5th. Tis the season.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope with the new year coming that this is going to sink in. This is a wonderful time of year. I titled this for the month, Tis the Season. This is the season when you're going to develop something inside of you. It's always been there. Now you have to bring that out. And we call that a Christ consciousness. It's inside of us, this idea. You know, this man we call Jesus Christ. Christ was not his last name. He was Christed. He was anointed. Many people think his last name was Christ. Anyone can become a Christ if you work on it. You know, I mean, we can all do that. We're all begotten sons and daughters of this thing that we call God. That's why we can say that we are gods and goddesses. And we should let that sink into our consciousness, that is absolutely what we are. And with the new year coming, make that a point during this season, which we call the Advent season, to know that there's something germinating inside of you. And what is that something that's germinating inside of you? This is the season of love. This is the season to bring that out. And that what you're bringing out is this God consciousness. We just don't bother to do that because the world teaches us something different. And it tells us that there's only one person that was ever able to do that. Even though Jesus himself said, you can do this in greater things. So, you can do this in greater things. You can obtain a Christ consciousness. It takes diligence. It takes patience. It takes practice. But it can be done. So if you want to move up in consciousness, make up your mind that this is the time of year that you're going to do that, that this is the season to do that, and then maintain that throughout the year and let it grow and grow and grow with inside of you. So, with that said, Andy in my basket, I have the card. Let's do that quickly. Because I want to...
I am God's love in expression.
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 And I am God's love in expression.
Sue? I am God's love in expression.
I am sorry. I am God's love and expression.
And I am God's love and expression. Let's realize that we are God's love and expression. What we're always talking about here is love. Love and God are exactly one and the same thing. God and the universe are one and the same thing. We're always talking about God because that's the only thing we can talk about. Because God is the only thing there is. I had a client the other week and she wanted to do... she's going to... Philadelphia, incorrect. She's going to Washington, D.C. to give a presentation. And she said, how am I going to do that? And I said, you have to remember that you're talking to God. If you stand up at any time when I come in here, I know I'm talking to God. So, you know, each and every one of us are God. Well, that's the only thing you're ever talking to. You have to remember that. The appearance... that it's something else and that we're separated and all, that's just an appearance. The only thing we're ever talking about or talking to is God itself, because God itself is the only thing there is. Now, with that said, I found these. I have handed these out before. But since it's starting a new year and since I heard a lot of different things at the... meeting last week, I decided we'll go over these one by one. Everyone wants to know how something's accomplished, how you can do this, how you can do that. So we're going to do this. Now this first one you've had before that has my handwriting on the top, if you'll bring that one up first. This, I don't know how many times I have done this, and I don't know how, if you see the one that I use, it's that old, that every morning I do these this affirmation and this treatment. Every morning of my life for the last, I don't know how many years. So when people say, how do I get more money? How do I get this? How do I get that? You get all the stuff that you want by being faithful to these three things that we're going to do tonight. So we're going to go through them line by line. I'm going to point out exactly what it means. First of all, what most people do not do is my supply comes from God. Your supply always comes from God. You must remember that God is your supply and your source. It's not your job. It's not your bank. It's not anything but God. God is always the source and the supply. So every morning you have to remind yourself of that, because the world is going to take that away from you. It's going to take it away from you very quickly. It's going to tell you you didn't get your raise, so therefore this is wrong and that's wrong. And big, happy financial surprises now come to me under grace in perfect ways. You have to know that financial surprises are coming to you constantly. Remember when I told you, don't go to the mailbox looking for bills, go to the mailbox looking for checks, and know that checks are coming. And a financial surprise is going to come. And a financial surprise will come, because it's always done unto you as you believe. So you start to anticipate this. So, my supply comes from God, and big happy financial surprises now come to me under grace in perfect ways. This happens to be Florence Shin's affirmation, if anyone knows Florence Shin. She's dead, has a nip. And I particularly picked this out for you from your comment last week.
I'll be right back. Scott's outside.
Okay. Now, let's see what just happened here when I said I particularly picked this out for Andy. You see, the mind never wants to hear anything. No, it makes an excuse, and he was going to go out while I continued. That's not your fault. That's your mind that does that to you. You wanted to know last week how you get money and how more money can come to you and how this can happen and how that can happen. Now I'm going to tell you, but when I started, something took you the other direction. That's called nodding off. That's a little device that the mind does to you. Has nothing to do with Scott coming, you see? All right. So, let's go back. It's always God. You have to know that God is not only the source, God is the supply. So you start always with that idea. God is the source and the supply. Not your job, not this, not that. Always that. You could be no work whatsoever, and you remember that, you're going to start to get something for it. Okay. Now, let's go to the next one here, a treatment for prosperity. This is the best one I've ever seen in my life. That's why I do it every day. God is the source and the supply is non-ending. Here again, we say God is the source and the supply, and it is non-ending. You see, I had a client last week who said to me, the week before, he didn't have the rent money. And I said, you can have the rent money. You have to know that the rent money is there. He came last week and I said, he said, yeah, I got two jobs and the rent money come. But now, I have to pay my credit cards. He immediately forgot that God is your source and your supply. If God can pay the rent, God can do the credit cards also. So what did he forget to say? Thank you very much more, please. He forgot to say, thank you very much for getting my rent paid. Now I need my credit cards paid. Please, more money coming to me. More things coming to me. This week when he comes, I'll see if that worked for him. But you have to do this. I do this every morning. Every morning I don't... When I get up, this is what I do. The universe fills a space with itself, and the faces I see are really God looking at God. God is all there is. We all know that. We use that constantly, but we keep forgetting it. You know, we say that, but then we forget because we think, oh, well, Paula's not God, she's Paula. Paula happens to be God. See? The universe fills the space with itself, and the faces I see are really God looking at God. So I see God in each face and space, and know the sameness of our oneness. It is all divine mind. All divine mind. There is only one mind, and that mind is the mind of God. And we all live, move, and have our being in that one mind. You're not using your mind, you're using the mind of God. When you think, you're using the mind of God. And you have to remember that. So you look out and you see everything is filled with God. So if your mind is telling you that you're seeing something else, then it's telling you a lie. And when it's telling you a lie, that's the ego part of your mind. That is what we call the false self. You see. So as soon as you say, oh no, that's a tree. Well, that happens to be a tree. That tree happens to be God acting as a tree. The same way, that's God acting as Paula. Okay? So one mind. So I speak from this shared truth of knowing that the well is bottomless and the cup is always full. You see, people think that they're going to run out. They think there's a limit to something. God is limitless. The well will never run dry. When I was at home, living with my family, my brother washed the car all the time, and my father used to say, Jack, the well is going to run dry with all that car washing. And Jack would look at my father and say, it has never run dry, Dad, and it's over the last 30 years, and it's not going to run dry. But we think something is going to run out. And we say we only have this much money, and it's going to run out. You don't. Money is always freely circulating in your life. You have to know that. You're looking at a fact when you think that thought. Remember, if your bank account looks low, that's a fact. That is not the truth. The fact may be that your bank account is low. But the truth is that money is always freely circulating in your life. So you don't panic. You sit down and you say, God is my source. God is my supply. That money that is coming to me now. Okay. I always have what I need, and my heart's desires are available by merely requesting them. Now you see that little darkness there, mine is underlined in yellow, and I pinpoint that one every day to myself. I always have what I need, and my heart's desires are available by merely requesting them. You have to ask. Do you remember? Ask, seek, all those things and find. Knock and the door will open. You have to do that. Most people don't do that. You have to ask. You have to ask. And you have to knock. You see? And your heart's desires will come to you. So, I do that now. I call forth the blessed good health that makes my journey easy. Every day, you have to call forth your good health. You have the health of God inside of you. Why do you want this journey to be filled with sickness or any other thing? You sit down every morning and affirm the life of God is coursing through every cell of my body. Every cell of my body. You see? And then, because you want to make this journey easy. I choose a peaceful mind that assures clear thinking and wisdom. This is very important. I choose a peaceful mind. You have to have a peaceful mind. And you have to be able to choose that peaceful mind. Don't let what I call all the nits and fleas of life bother you all the time. This going on, that's going on. If your mind's doing all that, it's not a clear mind. So you won't be able to receive. All right? I choose a peaceful mind that assures clear thinking and wisdom. I choose fabulous, nourishing, and supportive relationships, for joy is my destiny. You have to choose those supportive relationships. How many people are hanging around people that say they're broke, the economy is awful, the world is a hateful place to live in, they hate people, they hate this, that, and they get rid of those people. Kick them right out of your life. Kick them out of your life. They're only bringing you down. And that's the whole idea with the blind leading the blind. You cannot do it. You have to choose people that are upbeat. Choose them. And if they're not, say goodbye to them. You don't have to kick them. I kick them. You don't have to do that. For joy is my destiny. Now that's the next thing. You have to know that joy is your destiny. We're here to be filled with joy, and especially during this season. This is a season of joy. This is a season of love. This is a season of happiness. So you want your destination to be joy. That's what we're working for. To have a feeling of joy all the time. Andy, you told me you had that tonight. I choose wealth beyond borders, for I choose to give as mightily as I receive. You have to give and give and give and receive and receive and receive. Now, we have this horrible thing, and my father always said that, that God likes a cheerful giver. That's absolutely right, that God also likes a cheerful receiver. And they leave that part out. It's a round thing. It's a circulating thing. Give and receive. Give and receive. Give and receive. Now, that doesn't mean if somebody gives you $100, you have to give $100 to somebody else. Turn around and smile to the next person. That is giving something. That is giving something. But you have to keep giving. And keep your heart open to that giving. And the more that heart's open, the more is going to come into it. And of course, I'm receptive to see my guests with a heart and mind filled with great gratitude. Always you sit down and you're grateful. You're grateful to be alive. You're grateful for everything that you have. Where you live, you're grateful. You just have to be grateful. You see? And that's easy for people. We're all here. We're all grateful for being alive. We're all grateful that we have food. We're all grateful we have warmth. All the stuff that we have. Just sit down and be grateful. I sit in my chair, I look out over my place in the morning, and I look at everything, and I'm very grateful for it, and I say, thank you very much. And I also say, I don't know where some of this stuff came from, but I'm enjoying it. Thank you. Thank you. No, I don't know where some of that stuff comes from, but it comes. So keep your mind filled with great gratitude and your heart with gratitude. Now, here's the clincher in this whole thing. So I release all concern, worry, challenge, and negativity, for my vessel is cleansed to receive my joyful prosperity. What does that mean, people? What does that mean? I release all concern. If you're worried, if you're challenged, and you're negative, your vessel, meaning your mind, is not clear to receive something. You're a doubting Thomas. And if you're doubting that it's not going to work, your mind is not clear. So you get rid of that negativity. You get rid of all those worries and all those concerns and those challenges that are. And you just let them go. Where do you do? Challenges you to turn over to God. You can't do anything. God knows how to take care of that. Just release all that stuff so that this vessel, which means your mind, is cleansed to receive my joyful prosperity. Most people, why, and I say this constantly, why don't you have money and prosperity and the abundance that you want? Because your mind is filled with lack and limitation. If your mind is filled with lack and limitation, you cannot put abundance into it. You have to get rid of the lack and limitation. Then your vessel's cleansed, and you can do that. And we start, we all have that thing, because, oh my, I don't have the rent money, I don't have this, this isn't working, that isn't working. Well, it worked for a while, but now it's not working. Well, if it worked for a while, it has to work all the time. If it stops working, it's because you have some negative thought. You say, oh, well, maybe I asked for too much. Maybe this is all I can get out of it. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. You see? You have to remember those four items. Always. Then, your vessel is cleansed. Now, I declare my worthiness. You all see? Worthy. I declare my worthiness and let God do the work of these words. Ha-ha, do you hear what that says? And I let God do the work of these words. You have to let God do the work. See, why would we have a God? Remember Fun and Entertainment Committee, God is ways and means. Let God do God's work. Don't mess with that. Don't, and we all want to mess with it and say, oh no, I'll figure it out. Well, I never figure anything out. I'll let God do that for me. So, declare my worthiness and let God do the work of these words.
I didn't turn it off because I thought she was going
to. So, anyway, do the work of these words. You have to know that words are very powerful, and you have to know that God is working on those things immediately. When I do a treatment, I sometimes say, it is at work right now, doing its good and perfect work. And then I let that go. It is at work right now, doing its good and perfect work. Because I have spoken my word, and I know my word is powerful. Now, earlier at the top, I said that little thing came from Florence Shin. Florence Shin also wrote a book called Your Word is Your Wand. And your word is your wand. It's the magic thing. It's the power. And why do we use that, and why do we say the word is so powerful? Because if you remember, at the very beginning of the Bible, it says, God spoke the word, and the word was. And spoke the word, and the word became flesh. And the word becomes flesh and dwells among us. And that's what you want to do. When you're making any of these things, when you want money and so forth, you have to let the flesh get on it so that it appears on this plane of action. We use this idea that everything is already done in mind. Everything is already done in mind. It just hasn't taken flesh and it got heavy enough to drop down onto this plane of action. You all have an idea of the money you want. You all have an idea of all the stuff that you want. It's in your head. Now start making it take flesh so that it becomes heavy enough to drop onto this plane of action. It has to do that. I did a thing I don't know how many years ago. Do you remember a meditation that we did where we had the things up there and we put a hole so that things could drop down through that hole? So visualize a hole, and it's going to drop down. See, most people keep everything in their mind, and everything up here, and everything, oh, isn't this funny? Isn't this lovely up here? And you have these people that smile, and oh, they're just, you know, well, that's a damn daydream. You have to open that up so it will come down to you, you know. You have to open it up. So let God do the work of the words. Once you speak your word, I don't go back over it. I know that it's heard. You know, we call this God intelligent. You know, God doesn't have Alzheimer's or a forgetful mind or something. You don't have to keep saying, did you hear that, God? Did I tell that right? God heard it, and now he's doing something about it. Let it go. And then we just say, and so it is. For people who don't know that word, and so it is amen. Just means amen. All right. Now, that was for you, Andy. Now, before we go to the next one, did that clear anything up from last week for you?
It was very reinforcing and positive.
All right. What I do when I'm trying to teach and so forth is when I hear somebody struggling, when I hear all these things, then I go home and I put it all together and I try to figure out how can I make it make sense to the person. So when I heard that last week. Now, the next one is for August. No, see, you didn't know that. You kept saying it's for her, but it was for you because you were scared to death of disease, and you're scared to death of falling apart, and you're scared to death that you don't have health insurance. So, let's do this one. I radiate health in mind, body, and spirit. I may feel insignificant as I gaze at the vast expanse of a star-filled night or reflect upon the beauty and immensity of creation. Very good. But I, too, am a magnificently created expression of life. A magnificent creation of life, an expression of this thing called God. You have the health of God inside of you. Bring it to the forefront. Each cell of my body is a universe of divine love and intelligence. Years ago, I explained that to you. Remember that your cells, think of them, they're all in there. They look just like a little universe. So there they are. Each cell of my body is a universe of divine life and intelligence. Of divine life and intelligence. And now I'm trying to recall to my memory exactly how many cells you have in your body. And I think it's 50 trillion. And some people say it's 80 trillion cells. So, if you have little universes that are all God, you have at least 50 trillion or 80 trillion God inside of you. The whole galaxy inside of you. So, you have to express that in some way. So you're not an insignificant little being that can fall apart, you see? Although my well-being is enhanced by what I take into my body, absolutely, healing is generated from the inside out. Healing is always generated from the inside out. How do we know that, people? If you cut yourself your finger, it heals from the inside out, and it builds itself up. It doesn't heal from the outside in. It heals from the inside out. It heals from the... And I think I also... I explained that to you a long time ago, and I also told you an affirmation that I make is my body does not scar. I have no scars on my body. Although I've had tons of cuts and so forth, when my body heals, it heals without a scar. Try it. The reason why we think it has, we see scars and so forth, because right away the doctor tells you, oh, you're going to have a scar. Now we know that when plastic surgery, they can get rid of all more. You can't see the scars. So why then why do we have to have scars? We don't. It's mental, you see. So, always from the inside out. So what are you thinking about on the inside? Are you thinking health? Or are you allowing this thing to tell you that, oh, you have to have health insurance, you have to have all this, you have to have this, that, and the other thing, or that thing on television, mayhem is everywhere, or trouble doesn't take a day off, and all that kind of stuff that's going on. You're saying? You have to do it for yourself. I turn within in prayer and meditation to affirm my health and wholeness at a cellular level. It's always going to be at that cellular level. Know that your body, resurrection is going on inside of you. Constantly. Resurrection is going on inside of you. Your Cells are dying and new ones are coming constantly. Now, what is so important to know about this thing of resurrection going on and that your cells are, new cells are coming in? They're born into a thought atmosphere. What is the thought atmosphere that your cell is being born into? You're saying? They take on the shape of your thinking. They take on what your thought atmosphere is. So you must keep a thought atmosphere of health and wholeness and completeness. I'm whole and complete and I'm perfect. This is what you want to in your mind, so that when a cell is born in there, it takes that on. I call them happy cells. You have to have happy cells going on inside of you. You have to do that. And we can look on the outside of life for that to get an example. If somebody's brought up in the wrong atmosphere on the outside, they don't develop the same. They don't develop the same. So the same, what's inner and outer are always the same people. What's going on the outer world is going on in the inner world. You cannot hide consciousness. You cannot hide consciousness. I told you this story, and I'll quickly try to bring it up again so that we can make a point here. Years ago when I was working with AIDS patients, I knew exactly which ones were going to die as soon as I walked into their home, as soon as I looked at them, because of what was going on the inside of them. The trash was all over the floor. The cigarette butts were all over here. The house was dilapidated. This whole thing was dilapidated. That's consciousness showing itself. That's consciousness showing itself. So if that's going on the outside, I knew it had to be going on the inside. They didn't stand a chance to beat that. They didn't stand a chance. So you have to do that kind of thing at a cellular level. I cease all concern about what could be wrong with my body and affirm the renewal of vibrant life within me. Vibrant life, the renewal of vibrant life within you. You have to know that it's constantly, you're renewing yourself. You're constantly renewing yourself. But what we do if we get sick and so forth, we go to that and we think, oh, we think sickness instead of thinking health. When you're sick, start to think health right away. Think health, not sickness. As I hold a vision of myself radiant with life, I claim my true identity as a whole and healthy creation of God. I claim my true identity as a whole and healthy creation of life. What kind of vision do you have for yourself? I'm sick, I'm this, I'm that. Or, I'm whole, I'm complete, and I'm perfect. Now, I said I did this for August. Many people are concerned about health insurance. Health insurance is a wonderful thing to have. If it gives you peace of mind, then definitely buy it. We always want peace of mind. We're not saying that. But it is not, the world is teaching you that you're never going to get through this plane of action unless you have health insurance. And that's an out and out lie. You can get through quite nicely. I know tons of people who, I never had health insurance in my life. And I'm still here. But don't, please, if you need it for your peace of mind, do it. You see, I have peace of mind. It doesn't bother me. Insurance is all based on fear, and I refuse to buy into it. Now, if you're afraid your house is going to burn down, then I suggest you get fire insurance. Now, speaking of that, I just left the house. I have two candles burning in my house at the present moment. I let candles burn all the time. People say, oh, aren't you afraid? No, I'm not afraid. When my sister-in-law comes, she gets so petrified and so afraid, I have to put them out because her fear is going to draw something to me. her fear is going to draw something to me. So then I put them out. But I always like them. I like candles burning in my house. And I like to go in. When I go in, I enter my house. I have beautiful candles burning for me. I also have a dog running around in there. Knows enough not to do anything. Okay, now, this next treatment is also for prosperity. And it's a terrific one also, and I do this one every morning. The health one I do not do. These two I do every morning. And I've been doing this one maybe for, I bet 10 years maybe. This one maybe 8. But every morning, I never get tired of reading it, and I see something different in it every time, and I try to remember all this stuff then during the day. Okay, let's go through this one. The infinite source of all good is everywhere present. We know that, but you have to know that the source of all good is everywhere present. I know God is infinite love and an infinite well of supply, and that one divine flow in all. The infinite creator in me, as me, is the source of my life. In me, as me, is the source of my life. God is your source and your supply. I know this day is filled with unlimited demonstrations with the one divine flow in every area of my life. Very important to know. I know this day is filled with unlimited demonstrations. Unlimited demonstrations. Then you look for those unlimited demonstrations. Somebody buys you lunch. Somebody buys you dinner. Somebody gives you something. A check comes in the mail. This happens or that. Look for demonstrations. Don't think, oh, well, I have to wait for that big demonstration or whatever people are waiting for. I radiate love to each and every person I meet. This one's very difficult for me. But I do try it all the time. I'm going to master it one of these days. So, you have to radiate love to each and every person I meet. But what is the other thing you have to do? You have to radiate love to yourself. You have to love yourself, remember? The more you love yourself, the more is going to come to you. It never fails. You're out of balance. Love yourself back to center. Sit down. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, and the whole thing will change. The whole thing will change. When we're out of balance, our money, our finances go in the wrong way. Our health goes in the wrong way. Relationships go in the wrong way. But if you sit down and visualize, and I sit down, I visualize, here is the center, here is the Tao. And I look at it, ooh, that's not in center anymore. So I just sit down, I just keep loving, 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 loving. Oops, till I bring it right back to my center. Right back to my center. And you'll know that because you'll start to feel better instantly. When you're off center, you hear people say, I'm off center, I'm off this. But they don't know it's their spiritual center. They don't know it's that center. They have no idea what they're talking about. You say, you're off center. Love yourself back to center. Today I consciously go about my day in that God place. I just consciously go about my day in that God place, knowing that I am being divinely guided. So, know that. I know I am God in action and a reflection of universal spirit. I am a person of true worth, and I demand tides of infinite financial good to wash over me. Now, Andy, this is a very good one for you. Underline that. I am a person of true worth. And here's where most people get caught. They think they can't demand. And I demand. You have to demand. Remember when I told you you can say, damn it, I want it now, and stomp your foot? You can do that, people. God's not going to throw a thunderbolt down at you. You can do that. But you have to demand that, and you have to know that you have the the ability to demand something. Why can you demand something? Because you're worthy, you're deserving, you're totally lovable, and you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. You don't know the matter dance, but stand up. We'll try to keep our clothes on this time. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay! Yes, so know that you matter. You have to know that, that you matter. And when you see other people get things and do this, that, and the other thing, you have a tendency to say, well, I must not matter as much as that person. That's not true. God shows no favorites. Remember that. And what God can do for one, God can do for all. God does, you know. So when you see somebody successful, be happy for them. And say, oh, I think it's so wonderful that you have all this. Because that opens it up for you. That opens it up for you. Okay. I am a person of true worth, and I demand tides of infinite financial good to wash over me. So what I'm trying to say here, many people are still humble in front of this thing called God, and they go there in a namby-pamby way. You cannot go to God in a namby-pamby way. You have to be able to say, this is who I am. Why can you say that? Because you're God. You see, you can demand something. You're already God. You can demand something. Oh, please give me this one. I am. Oh, please. God doesn't want to hear that. That's bing, bang, be pam, bang. Demand it. And know that tides of infinite financial good are washing over you. Are washing over you. And then sit and visualize that. What would that feel like? I won $1 million. Well, is it washing over you? Can you see that washing over you? Can you see that going out? Can you see that? Use this. Remember, imagination, the greatest tool you have in your toolbox, and you fail to use it. You fail to visualize. You fail to see these things. Imagination. Tides. I love that word. Tides of financial. See? Okay. And then, I am ready to receive. My heart and arms are open to receive the resources of the infinite. My heart and arm. What does that mean, your heart? Your heart has to be filled with love. Your heart has to be filled with love. So that it's open to receive. If you're sitting there hating somebody or hating yourself or hating the world and doing all that, your heart's not open to receive something. You could do that. You can do this upside one side and down the other. But if you don't open up your heart, it's not going to come to you. It's not going to come to you. Open up your heart to loving yourself. Open up your heart to that. I know I am financially abundant. I know I am financially prosperous. Another great affirmation. I know I am financially abundant. I know I am financially prosperous. You can say that all day long to yourself so that you get that other crap out of your mind that says, yes, but I'm lacking in this, that, or the other thing. You see? You have to know. And you see, it's already in the present moment. Do you notice that? I am financially abundant. I'm not waiting to be financially abundant. Most people are waiting for money to come to them. You have to know that money is already there. All right. I am so grateful for this day. I give thanks for my health and all the love in my life. I am grateful for all the monies I earn and all the abundance in my life. Every little penny, be thankful for. Everything that comes to you, be thankful for that. Why? Because then it multiplies. Oh, it's only $5. Oh, I'm going to take that $5, it's going to become 50, and that 50 is going to become 500, and that 500 is going to become 1,000. That's what do you people ever hear the thing seed money? You have to do that. That's a seed. And it'll sprout and grow. Seed money always sprouts and grows. But every piece of money that you have to know what you're doing with that is you're sowing it so that it comes back to you. Multiplied abundantly. Always multiplied abundantly. This day is magnificent, and I let go, knowing divine spirit has no limits to its giving. Divine spirit has no limits to its giving. Many people think that there's a limit to divine mind or to the abundance that God can give you. There is no abundance. There is no limit to the abundance that is available to you. And you have to know that. You have to know that. So, did this help anybody?
Yes. Very much.
It helped Bogus very much.
Goodbye. Are there any questions? Was there anything I can clear up?
Why don't you give this to a sinner?
Pardon? I gave you all these before. If you'd go home, you know, I used to make all these things and give them to you, but I stopped. But then this week, after I heard these people, I thought, I better get this. So I made all these things again, and I thought we'd go through them step by step so that you know, because everyone wants to jump to something else. You see, know those right there. You don't have to read another book. You don't have to know one more thing in life, they're saying. You don't have to wait for the next Hicks book to come out.
He used to beg.
Pardon?
He used to beg.
You used to pray?
Oh, I used to beg.
Oh, beg.
Oh, please, please, please.
Oh, no, you can't. Oh. Please, please, please.
Yeah, I'm obnoxious.
Yes, you can be obnoxious. You can stamp your foot, but you have to demand, because you're allowed to do that. You have power, because you have to know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. When you know that, you can demand, you see. My preference is always to have tons of money. You know, that's a preference of mine. You have to use that in your life. You have to use that. So if you do these, I will tell you that your thinking will change, and you'll see things differently. You want prosperity and abundance, and you want money, you want health, you want all these things. But you're going here, there, and everywhere around the corn crib. You go directly there, use these. I don't even have these memorized, by the way. And you'd think I would after all this time. But I do them like fresh every morning. Every morning it's fresh to me. You see? And I never get tired of reading them. I never get tired of reading them. So, use that for your thing. Are you writing on all your checks? God bless them all, apply this money quickly. You write that on everything that goes out. God bless and multiply this money quickly. Write that. Write the things down for her. Give us your paper and I'll write it for you. Here's all you write. And do you need it too?
I remember. Yeah.
But you just use the first letter. My accountant goes crazy when he sees it. He always wants to know what it is. Mm-hmm. I write that in the memo. I have Ann. Do you remember Ann Kemp that used to come to our class? Ann Kemp was her name. She has it printed right on her checks from the bank. Mm-hmm. I've been using that for over 30 years, and in 30 years I've never run out of money. And I've been in and out of work and no this and no physical means of support. But why? Because I know that God is my source and my supply. I am being taken care of. I am an expression of God itself. So, I have to be taken care of. So, think of that. Know that you're gods and goddesses. Do these. Try it for 30 days. Be diligent about it for 30 days. Don't go home and read it once and throw it down. I have it right with my other reading material, and these are the things I do every morning. Every morning. I never fail to do them. When I travel, I go with them. Unless I go to my cousins or something, who they have these copies, because when they come to my house, they see what I'm doing, and then we go out and make copies of things for them. So, I know that it works. Okay, so do it, and it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.